Inshallah, next up will be the president of the Jamiatul Ulama KZN, the Amir of the Jamiatul Ulama KZN, and that is Maulana Ahmed Muhammadi Sahib, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Maulana has just asked me that impromptu today just to say a few words of welcome. I think Maulana has done the welcome. Rather, I may just share with you some of my sentiments, feelings, and we can go down memory lane for those very elderly youth sitting here, mashallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned that Nusirtu bi shabab, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, that I have been assisted by the youth, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Indeed, our youth are flowers of our society. Our youth are perhaps the most precious aspect of our society, because our youth are the fathers and mothers of tomorrow, and they are the leaders of tomorrow. So just as our predecessors made much effort on us when we were young perhaps, that today, alhamdulillah, we live in one of those countries which is the last bastions of freedom of the practice of the religion of Islam. We really don't realize sometimes how fortunate we are in this country. We have privileges in this country that people living even in Islamic countries or Muslim countries do not enjoy such privileges that we enjoy here, where we are allowed to practice our deen absolutely with full freedom without any fear whatsoever. If we drove down this road 35, 40 years ago, and to think that there will be a musalla in this corner will be unimaginable. Those who lived through apartheid will understand that that would have been unimaginable. And just for your benefit, that today every musalla, every masjid is filled to capacity at the time of Salatul Jumu'ah. There's no place in our masajid. The masajids are full, mashallah. In May Street Masjid, with the extension and all, sometimes they have to perform salah on the road, on the pavement, because the masjid is full. This is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our youth are very valuable. We have to concentrate on our youth. And at the same time, we have to appreciate our youth also. Very often we hear blanket remarks regarding our youth. But let me inform you that alhamdulillah, we're very fortunate in South Africa that we have excellent youth. Alhamdulillah. If you see the figure of deen among the youth, it is something that we can sing about, alhamdulillah. The Jamiatul Ulama KZN was formed in 1955 by only 12 ulama in the whole of Natal. There were only 12 ulama in the entire Natal in 1955. And they formed the Jamiatul Ulama in Pietermaritzburg with the sole fikr and concern. The primary objective of forming the Jamiatul Ulama was to formulate a syllabus for the madrasa education of our youth. So the Jamiat was actually formed for the purpose, and the objective was our youth. And 12 ulama met in Pietermaritzburg and they established the Jamiatul Ulama. It is through their barakah, these seniors, and for the benefit of some of the elderly people sitting here, Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Umarji Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Ansari, Maulana Abu Bakr Khatib, Maulana Sayyid Lut, Maulana Desai, these were some of our elders, Maulana Qasim Sema Rahmatullah Ali. These elders had this fikr and concern. It is through their barakah that we see that deen has been established in our province. And not only established in our province, but alhamdulillah, the flag of deen is being carried. While coming to this venue this evening, while I was listening to the radio, we heard our Honorable Ustad, Maulana Abdul Rahim Khan, who's a household name, Maulana A.R. Khan, more famously known as Mark, to those of us who have been to the Orient School. Maulana taught for 40 years in Orient Islamic School. For 40 years. What is 40 years? And perhaps half the ulama population of Durban are his students as well. And many of you know the personality of Maulana Abdul Rahim Khan. It's better to avoid him in public. So, nonetheless, on a more lighter note, once I came into the masjid while he was giving the talk, and obviously there were some genuine reasons for being late also. And so if you ever happen to come in while he's speaking, make sure you sit in the sehen area out of view. So when I walked in there, Assalamu alaikum, Omidi, how are you? You late, sit down now. So, son of the entire masjid. So, you know his jovial nature. But it was these 12 ulama who made fikr. And particularly from them, Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Umarji, rahmatullah alayhi. He had this great fikr that I need to send the youth. At that time, there were no madrasas in South Africa, no Darul Ulooms in South Africa. I need to send them to the Indo-Pak, especially to India, to become ulama. So when they come back, they will become the flag bearers of deen. It was tough territory at that time. When Hazrat Maulana arrived in South Africa in the 1950s, early 50s. So he sent jamaats after jamaats of ulama, of young men to become ulama. And he convinced businessmen that send your children, because the business community was very reluctant to send their children to become ulama, because businessmen, their only interest is to make money. Nonetheless, people accepted his message. And he worked with the youth in particular. And he sent groups of ulama. And the barakah of that was torrents of ulama came back in the early 70s. Early 70s, ulama came back to South Africa. In the 80s, ulama came back. And until the various madrasas were established in South Africa, through the efforts of these ulama, that today people from throughout the world, from even Makkah and Medina Munawwara, they come to our country to study the deen of Islam. So we must make dua for these predecessors of ours. Allah Ta'ala fill their qabr with noor. All of them have passed away. The 12 that I have alluded to initially, all have left this dunya. May Allah Ta'ala give them jaza'i khair for their efforts. It's because of their efforts that we are seeing that deen has spread far and wide in this country. And then we mustn't forget, it was Hazrat Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi, a stalwart who came to South Africa with this fikr. He was from South Africa, but when he went overseas, he saw this fikr of the efforts of tabligh and da'wat. And when he came back to South Africa, he was like a recharged battery. And he was trying to convince the people regarding the efforts of Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah Ali. And one of the very first people, ulama, who gave him the support was Maulana Abdullah Umarji rahmatullah Ali. And Maulana Umarji went out with him on the first foreign jamaat that left South Africa. And there was one young man who took the message of Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi. One young man. And that young man went with him. And he went to Amzinto. And there at night, this young man saw Hazrat Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi crying the whole night for the hidayat of mankind. And that young man was Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi. And we know the winds of change he brought about in our country. Really, we are blessed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had such fikr for the youth that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who did he give the mantle of leadership to? It is testimony to us that have confidence in our youth, have faith in our youth, have trust in our youth. We mustn't look down on our youth. We must give them encouragement, give them moral support, give them the reins of leadership as well. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his last few days of his life, weeks of his life, when he prepared the jamaat of jihad to go out, when he prepared the group mujahideen to go out, who did he appoint as the amir? It was none other than Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. A young man, not even 20 years of age, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him the amir of the group of mujahideen. And under him was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab. I mean, these were giants. Who could have been better than Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah? But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made their leader Usama bin Zayd, a young man. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example to us that he handed the reins of leadership to a young man. So we also, this is a lesson for us adults also, or not adults, rather those who are elderly, that we should give, have trust in our youth, give them the support, give them encouragement, let them progress from strength to strength. And these youth programs are arranged for this reason, that we can bring our youth together and plant the seed of fikr in them, concern in them, that inshallah the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must rise high, and especially in this country. And this is my impassioned plea to you, O youth, ya ma'ashar al-shabab. This is an impassioned plea that we need to take deen to the indigenous people of our country. It's about time that they are crying for hidayah. We are beset with problems on different levels, different spheres. 25% of the people of this country sleep hungry. They live on the poverty line while we sleep with filled bellies. The people of this country need guidance. There is no guidance but Deenul Islam. Inna Deena Inda Allahi Islam. This is the only light, this is the only nur, the Deen of Islam. We have to show them the Deen of Islam. We have to take the Deen of Islam to them. Let us take it to them. Let us give it to them with love. If anything Islam spread with, it spread with the message of love. Islam never spread with a sword. There is no compulsion in accepting Islam. La ikraha fi deen. But if Islam spread by the Sahaba, what did it spread by? It spread by emulation. It spread by simplicity. It spread by love. It spread by mercy. That's why this continent of Africa was the first continent of Hijrah. There are more Muslims in this continent of Africa than through all the other continents. The most number of Muslims is in Africa. Arabic is the most spoken in the continent of Africa. In a continent of non-Arabs, Arabic is the most spoken language. So this is the message that we need to take this deen of Islam. And we can only take this deen of Islam if we are ourselves properly established on the deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your coming. Your very coming is your concern for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I was making tashkil to some young men to come for the youth program, Mawlana, what's the chows like? That was the first question. What's the chows like? So inshallah the chows will be there too. Nobody will leave hungry also. And that's a very valid concern for a young man, obviously. So that will be taken care of inshallah also. But you have come here, and especially our adults, our elderly who have come here, fathers who have come here, you have come here out of concern and fikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this fikr of yours. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of hidayat inshallah, flowing in our country, our beautiful country of South Africa inshallah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullah.